Ugh. Montel Williams. Well, I don't like Montel Williams. And here's a question. Montel and Caitlyn Jenner headlines an LGBT event at the Orange. God, he's so ugly. He's just so ugly. Oh, man. He is. Come on, you know he's ugly. I'm not saying anything that's bad, am I? I am, aren't I? He's just... He's just ugly as... And I get, you know, when I go to Rochester, I can't wait till I go to Rochester. And for this one simple thing, my sister's gay, or I guess you would say, is gay only for guys and lesbian is for girls or women, or can you be like, is it like, what's the rules on that? I'm going to have to ask my sister, but I'm going to ask my sister. I'm going to say, listen, Cindy, how do you feel? And her sister's her girlfriend is a militant. Like, she's a militant. You heard me talk to my mom, or her girlfriend's like, Bernie Sanders, feel the burn. Rah, rah, rah. So she's one of the militant lesbians. One of them, like, just in your face. I love the all woman cast of Ghostbusters. One of them militants. So I'm going to ask her and her militant girlfriend. I'm going to say, listen, how do you feel about transgenders hijacking your whole clique? Right? Isn't that what it is? The whole gay clique. You know, how do you feel about a dude dressed as a woman hijacking your organization? Because Bruce is still Bruce. Bruce still has a ding dong. Okay, Bruce still has balls. Bruce is a cross dresser. Someone asked my sister. I'm gonna say, how does that feel in the whole gay community that a dude is like your guy's figurehead? He's like your guy's he's your guy's guy. Oh, he's your guy's guy. So, Bruce was doing a panel today for gay Republicans, the LGBTUEFFYs. And he's ugly. He's just ugly. He's just ugly with a capital U, okay? It's the capital U. Ugly. There's not... Listen. I've seen some cross-dressers. I have a beautiful girlfriend. Not a cross-dresser. Relax, guys. I have a beautiful girlfriend who watches those shows. Watches, like, RuPaul's, Drag Fest, or whatever the hell it is. And every so often, pop in and I'll be like, what the hell are you watching? She's like, oh, I'm watching, whatever the hell it is. And some of those drag queens, if I had, seven, eight Lagunitas, if I had like six, seven, eight Lagunitas and popped a Viagra or, a Cialis, I could be fooled. Okay, I could be duped. All right. I could be duped. I could roll over, take a look, and be like, oh, hey, where'd you come from? Okay, sure, go ahead. And they're taking it down, you know? They're taking it down. But if I had 20 Lagunitas, okay, if I had 20 Lagunitas and maybe a shot of H, and I rolled over and Bruce Jenner was looking at me, no effing way. No, I would say you're a dude in a wig. You ugly, ugly man. Get out of my bed. Get out of my bed. So Bruce is speaking to the, oh, geez. And Montel Williams, is, so it's Montel Williams and Bruce Jenner talking to an LGBT group. Is Montel Williams? Is Montel Williams a fanook? Is he? Is Montel Williams a fanook? I'm not a big Montel Williams fan because Montel Williams was trashing Trump during this primary. Not saying, my man is John Kasich. I like John Kasich. He'll be the best. It was John Kasich is the best. Trump is an a-hole. Trump is a jerk. Trump is this. Trump is that. So F Montel Williams, but is Montel Williams a fanook? And what a motley group to talk to a homosexual Republican. Like, what's wrong with the log cabin young gay Republicans? Seriously, what's wrong with those guys? There's a group of homosexuals in the Republican Party. They call them the log cabin. I don't know why they call them the log cabin. I don't know. It's just, why did they call them the West Hollywood Bathhouse Republic? All right, that's wrong. But you're in that ballpark when you're the log cabin. We are the log cabin Republicans. We are the log. You know, log. And log and gay, they just don't, there's just something about putting the word log and gay, okay? Log. We are the log. We are the log cabin Republicans. We are the log cabin Republicans. We are the log cabin Republicans. We are the Santa Monica bathhouse Republicans. We are the West Hollywood Queen Republicans. Anyways, I mean, seriously, you couldn't get cooler homos besides, Caitlyn Jenner and Montel Williams? Come on. And I don't even know if Montel Williams is gay. If he's not gay, that makes it even worse. You got a non-gay with a cross-dresser talking to gays. What the hell's that? This doesn't work, man. If I'm gay, okay, if I'm a supporter of the log, I don't want to say the Montel Williams and Caitlin talking to me isn't inspiring. Just it's not inspiring. It doesn't make me happy. Just doesn't make me happy. Should have the log cabin Republicans speaking. I know the Republican Party wants star power. I know they want gay star power. I get it. Democrats got the gay star power. They got the gay star. I get it. But come on. What about the one gay dude? That one gay dude that he's not. I don't think he's a Democrat. The one gay dude that's Barry. Look, he's Barry, like a bear. You know, is it a beard or a mustache? The guy, and he's kind of English, not Christopher Hutchinson, not that dead dude. But the other one, he's always on Bill Maher, and he hates Hillary. He despises Hillary. I think he's a Republican. Why couldn't they get him? Oh, what's that guy's name? Damn. Come on, you guys. If you're listening, you know. You guys know. Who's the gay dude that I'm talking about? He would be considered a bear. Okay, he'd be considered the top. He's the bear. Okay? He'd be the guy he's the guy that has your head face down in a pillow full of amyl nitrate. He's the guy that's like, take it. Take it. Take it. Open up. Take it. He's a Republican. What the hell is his name? Come on, guys. You're letting me down here. What's his name? GNR for Trump goes, Bruce did to the gays what Trump did to the GOP. What the? I don't get that. Because if you're gay, yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that analogy. But who's the husky guy with the beard? Andrew Sullivan. That's it. Andrew Sullivan. I knew it would come to me. And is he dead? Hold on. Did he die of AIDS or something? That's horrible. There he is. He's not dead, right? No, he's not dead. He's live blogging. He's okay. Does he have AIDS? I don't want to say he's got AIDS if he doesn't have AIDS. That's horrible. Jesus. Let me see. I don't know. I don't know if he's got AIDS. Does he have AIDS? I don't know. Okay, let me check. Because I want to clarify. Does he have AIDS? Coming out of the HIV closet. Yeah, he's got AIDS. Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. He's got AIDS, right? Okay. Coming out of the HIV closet. Well, come on, man. Where is it? The dish. I think he's got AIDS. We're going to go with the fact. I think he's got AIDS. Oh, yeah, he's got AIDS. All right, he's got AIDS. Yes, he does. He's got the HIV. He's got the HIV. Since 93. He's like Magic Johnson. He's got the Magic Johnson AIDS. It's that AIDS where you don't die. It's not broke. It's not the Dallas Buyers Club AIDS. That's the AIDS. That's the bad AIDS. That's the AIDS you don't want. You don't want Dallas Buyers AIDS. That's bad AIDS. You want the Andrew Sullivan, okay? You want the Andrew Sullivan AIDS. That's the good AIDS. It's the good AIDS. I mean, if you're going to have AIDS, you want that AIDS. Okay? You want that's the AIDS you want. Oh, so he got in trouble for trying. Well, you know, what the hell? You got illegals coming here to sell oranges. Like Sherman Way. They're selling oranges on Sherman Way. At least he was coming here to get some AIDS treatment. I mean, if you're gonna let an illegal here, and they're selling oranges, at least you give this guy a break. He's got AIDS. Okay, he's got AIDS. Jeez. Anyways, back to Sullivan. Why don't you get Sullivan? Like, why don't you have Sullivan? I mean, he's a good talker. I've heard him before. He's good. He is everything that the Republicans want out of a gay guy. I mean, seriously. He's everything. I mean, he's outspoken. He's Catholic. He's gay. He's got AIDS. He's Republican. How is he not part of the Republican platform? How has this happened? How do you have Bruce Jenner and not Andrew Sullivan? Now, I know somebody's going to say because Andrew Sullivan despises Trump, he despises. Well, geez. If Ted Cruz is going to speak tonight at the convention, okay? If he's going to speak at the convention and he endorses Trump, you're going to tell me that Republicans, Trump, couldn't sit down with Andrew Sullivan and make some kind of deal? Republicans couldn't sit down with Andrew Sullivan years ago and make some kind of deal? I mean, he supported the war. He supported the war, and he supported Bush. He switched sides in 2004 and went with Kerry. But he gave a good reason for it. Man. Guys, come on. Jeez. Come on, man. Killing me. You guys are killing me. Killing me. Somebody needs to embrace Andrew Sullivan. Instead, we got Montel. Listen to me. A GNR for Trump. Do some investigation on Montel Williams. Is Montel Williams smoking the sausage? Find that out. I want to know. That's what I want to know. All right. There you go. There's my closing bit. And on a side note, let me throw this out to my Republican friends. One, could there be another conservative network starting up? Could my conservative friends have been listening to me? Is Roger Ailes leaving Fox? Is Roger Ailes going to take the talent from Fox? Are they going to go and create another network? Are they going to create another network? Because if they created another network, Fox News isn't going to abandon their Republican slant, so they'll get new hosts. So then we'll have another conservative network. That's rumor number one. And question that goes with that rumor. And here's my other closing statement. I keep seeing commercials on CNN, okay, and my Trump supporters in the Trump campaign that listen to the Rob Carey Show, because I know you listen to it. I've been seeing this Hillary Clinton commercial that shows little kids watching Donald Trump and the things that he has said in the last 11 months. And the commercial is basically, do you want your kids Do you want your children to grow up to be like him? Do you want your children to think this type of behavior is acceptable? I mean, these commercials are wild. These commercials are wild. And they've been running on a constant loop. They've been running on a constant loop. Running on a constant loop. They have that commercial going, and then they have another Super PAC commercial that shows women. And then there's a quote under the women from when Trump and Rosie O'Donnell were in a fight. So it's like, women are pigs, or her face is a pig, whatever it is. And of course it ends, and it's, you know, don't. Here's my question. And I'm gonna flush this out more tomorrow, because maybe we'll make a story out of it. That way more people will read it. Because now, yeah, listen, you're more apt to scan a story or scan an excerpt from a story than to listen to a 4-hour podcast. Okay? Maybe we'll do a story about this tomorrow and I'll flush it out more. But remember what I talked about, how Democrats protest, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And Republicans got to do the same thing, blah, 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 blah. Well, these ads where it shows these little kids watching Trump and the whole premise is, do you want your kids... They need to do ads where you have little kids. Just listen to me. Where you have little kids and they're watching video clips of the Clinton women scandals. So it's like, you know, making a mess on you know, what's her name? Lewinsky, or the segment of the deposition where they're talking about Bill Clinton using the cigar and putting it in her vagina. So yet you have that spliced in with Bill Clinton saying, yes, he did these things. You have clips of Jennifer Flowers. You have clips of Paula Jones. You have clips, all of these women talking about the sex that they had with Bill Clinton. And you just have these children like, what? With their face, oh my God. So that's a commercial. And then you do another commercial where you have all the women that have been engaged in conduct with Bill Clinton, and they're talking about Hillary intimidating them and calling them names, calling them bimbos, calling them whack jobs and crazies. Republicans got to do exactly to Hillary Clinton what they're doing to Donald Trump. Got to do the exact same thing. Just like I say with the protests, you got to do the same thing with these commercials, damn it. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're out of here. Be good. Be safe. Be strong. And watch the convention tonight. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.